Poem 11, Kent. He struck her once, an open palm whip, when she questioned his right to a whim. The man she flees twice, three times, every day to walk the roads, phone in hand. He makes intricate affairs of chips and pulleys, stainless alloyed marvels of extensions and tweezer touch of thumb and forefinger, arms that might reach and turn, returning to its owner the solace of offering embraces. During fittings, watch his delicacy, the careful lift and belt-strapped gift of his light touch, his eyes averted to give the patient space to breathe and ease to move. Except for the constant of his voice, he wishes to fade, to be nothing more than hands that softly check a mourning for something lost. Each night in their house, a cousining of his polite fury, an engine running at maximum RPMs, baffler on, its low pulses, evidence of his presence.